Thank you for tuning in to the number one chill spot with my friends, where we drink tea, we chit-chat, get your tea ready. I have a cup of tea waiting for you, and just the taste. Ooh, tea is so special. It's so relaxing to de-stress your body after a long day. How are we feeling today? Let me know in the comments. As we are kicking back and we are sipping our tea, I wanted to give you guys a life update. I owned two goldfishes. Don't judge the name. Meet Meet and Moot Moot. Unfortunately, they both passed away, and it almost felt like I lost a spirit or an angel. Cared for my goldfishes very deeply, and that brings me to something that I wanted to talk about today. How to heal through grief, and what it feels like to lose somebody. Something that we all go through, but we often don't talk about. Personally, when I encounter a loss, I become fixated on this loss, and I would think of 100 ways of the universe punishing me by taking someone that I care very deeply about. The reality is, grief is painful, and we have to find positive ways to grieve. We can do this by simply having grace with ourselves, with our feelings, communicate with each other, how we can be transparent about our feelings with each other, and how to learn to let go with love. Before that, I want to ask you guys a question. Do you think animals grieve? Because the reality is, even animals grieve. It is a natural process of life, and it's coded into our DNA and our experience as human beings to grieve. I was watching a video of wild elephants grieving when they were standing and paying their respects when they lose a family member. In this case, it was a matriarch elephant. The elephants, they don't mourn in the same manner as humans do, where we can express how we're feeling and this feeling of grief. It's part of who we are as human beings to feel. Elephants do mourn. They are a social bond animal, and they do have emotions. They have a sense of understanding about afterlife. So they pay their respects and then move on. They let go. In the same manner, monkeys, they also grieve when they lose a family member. And I would like to point out that sometimes it's not even about losing somebody. Grief can also be in the form of losing a friend or getting over an ex. Sometimes, as we are grieving with our first loss of a past relative, we may not know how to express ourselves. And so we might outgrow or drift away from our friends. I know I did. Or substances to cope with how we are feeling. I would like to say that there is a healthy healing process of grief. Grief is a natural process way of life. We all do it. We all experience it. But we can do it with love. Because oftentimes when we lose somebody, we try to hide away from that pain. People often think that grief is releasing your anger, releasing your frustration. You can do it with love, with peace, with ease. If we release our thoughts and release that resentment, release that feeling, and trust me, it's going to be a painful experience. But deep down, you and I both know that that pain will teach you a lesson. It will strengthen you. It will mold you to become a bigger and better person. Surrender yourself to the emotions. And like the yin and the yang, go with the flow of the water. Do not go against that water current because you will not win. This is a healing process that will provide clarity. You will feel much better to let go. Sometimes it's beyond our control and we just have to move on. That's the very least that I've learned from my experience of losing three grandparents and two fishes that I deeply loved. I also got clarity the other day when the two fishes died, Moot Moot and Meet Meet. I had to see this before I went to sleep. The angels affirmed me that the two fishes, Moom Moom and Meet Meet, are in a better place and they are protected, but they are not alone. They are together with other fishes. I got clarity that I know that they're in a better place. Such a weird feeling to feel. I needed to see that. So with that said, surrender yourself. Let go. Let me know what you're thinking. Please feel free to share. We are a community. We are a graceful community. We learn from each other. We share with each other and we grow from each other. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode and see you on the other side.